This is Crash Course Podcast by Twinkle.
Hello, and welcome to Crash Course, the podcast that teaches you everything you need to know about important events, people, and places from around the world. Now, in today's podcast, we'll be learning about insects, but not any old insects. Oh no. Today, we'll be exploring the world of giant insects. We'll be looking back in time to when insectoid giants roamed, or more likely buzzed, across the Earth. We'll also be learning about some modern-day giants and where you might find them. Don't worry, they don't live under your pillow or inside your socks. But your dad's socks? Well, that's a different matter altogether. Okay, let's dive straight in and find out what all the buzz is about. Get it? I said buzz. So good. Okay, let's begin. So today's podcast was inspired by a story about a giant insect that's been in the news recently. You see, this week, builders at Mount Cotton State School in Queensland discovered a giant wood moth on their worksite. You see, they were building a couple of new classrooms when they found this beautiful specimen. Now, the giant wood moth is the heaviest moth in the world, and the females, which are way bigger than the males, can weigh up to 30 grams. Now, that's a lot in the moth world. So anyway, Mount Cotton State School is right next to a rainforest, so the builders took it there, carefully balanced on one of their saws, mind you, and released it back into the wild. Now, their discovery caused quite the stir in the school, and inspired a whole lot of really great creative writing, including one story where Mrs. Wilson, the Year 4-5 teacher, got eaten by a giant moth. So now we know the giant wood moth is the heaviest moth in the world, but what else do we know? Well, it's also got a really big wingspan, and stretched out, its wings can measure up to 25 centimetres from wingtip to wingtip, and that's almost the same size as your school ruler. Now the females, like the one found at Mount Cotton State School, bore a hole into a tree when they're still a caterpillar, and live there for a couple of years before finally emerging to breed. Now they're so big and heavy that they're actually really bad at flying. So mostly, they just crawl up to the top of a tree branch or a fence post and sit there and wait for a male to turn up and breed. Now, they don't eat either. So once they've bred and laid their eggs, they die. And that all happens within a space of about 3 or 4 days. Crazy, huh? So there you go. That's the massive but short-lived giant wood moth that sometimes turns up to inspire creative writing lessons in primary schools. But how about other moths? Well, the other one you need to know about is the Hercules moth. Now, these are also found in Australia, but only up in far north Queensland. Now, the Hercules moth doesn't quite weigh as much as the giant wood moth, but it does have the biggest wingspan. One individual, a huge female Hercules moth, had a wingspan of 36 centimetres. Now, that's a lot more than the ruler sitting in the pot on your desk right now. But sadly, the Hercules is a bit like the giant wood. They also don't ever feed, and the oldest ever recorded only lived for a measly 8 days. Now, if we're talking the biggest insects in the world, however, well, that title, for the heaviest insect at least, goes to the massive Goliath beetle that's found throughout the jungles of Africa. Now, these whoppers can weigh up to 115 grams. Which basically makes it the blue whale of the insect world. The biggest Goliath beetles are actually those reared in captivity. And do you know what they're fed to get so big? Well, believe it or not, but cat and dog food is their main food source. So, if the Goliath beetle is the heaviest insect in the world, then the obvious next question is, what about the longest? Well, that title goes to a newly discovered species of stick insect. In fact, it's so new that it was only discovered in 2016 in China, and it hasn't even been given a name yet. But what we do know is that this little known stick insect measures an incredible 64 centimeters from head to tail, or more than two school rulers put together. But before you get too scared, well, remember, stick insects only eat leaves. Oh, and these are all females as well. Because remember, in the insect world, the males tend to be either small, tiny, or minuscule, and spend most of their time trying not to be eaten by the females. So there you go. Today, we have some big insects to contend with. But how about further back in time? Well, now you're talking. So, the biggest insects to ever live lived during a time called the Permian Age, which was about 300 million years ago. Now, this was even before the dinosaurs roamed the Earth, but already their ancestors were starting to appear and look a little bit dinosaur-y. Now, back then, there was loads more oxygen in the air, so insects, which have really basic lungs, didn't have to work so hard to get the energy they needed and could grow really large. And the largest of all was a dragonfly. Now, fossils suggest they could grow up to about the size of a seagull with a wingspan of 75 centimeters, and they might have weighed up to half a kilo, which is a lot for a dragonfly. Oh, and there were giant cockroaches as well, but we don't need to go there. But actually, what's really interesting is that scientists today think there might have been another reason why insects, like giant dragonflies, evolved all the way back in the Permian Age. You see, too much oxygen can be poisonous, and baby insects are really bad at controlling how much oxygen they breathe in. So, the theory today is that the babies had to grow up really, really quickly and become adults to avoid dying from oxygen poisoning. And so there you go. Not only were they massive, but they also grew up fast. Okay, team. With that slightly terrifying vision, your crash course on giant insects is complete. Have you ever seen any giant insects in your school? Well, we used to have really big huntsman spiders at my school, but spiders aren't insects. So that doesn't really count. Keep your eyes peeled though. You might just have a giant moth somewhere in your classroom right now. Thanks for joining us today, the Crash Course Podcast. We hope you learn a lot and catch you next time.